This is Christopher with Johnja.net. I have the pleasure to sit here with Marina Sirtis.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure.
When you originally auditioned for the role of Tasha Yar back in Next Generation.
Right.
And then they called you back and asked you to come back and do the Counselor Troi.
Right.
I was curious if you remembered how that character was described to you originally. And the reason I ask is because in the beginning of the first season, it was Counselor Troi didn't have that much to do. And I was just curious how that might have differed from what they originally had pitched to you.
Well, they didn't pitch anything to me, to be honest. The reason they switched me and Denise around was because Gene said he sensed that I had an empathy as Marina that the character needed. Mm-hmm. And the reason that she wasn't in as much in the first season as she was later was that they really kind of stuck with her being an empath.
Right.
And so if they concentrated on that, then if she was kind of sensing what everyone was feeling, then she would know what was going on and there would basically be no storylines.
Gotcha.
Right? So it was like, oh, well, if she can sense things, we'll just get her out of the way because then we won't have a plot. It was only in the second season when they realized that they could, you know, there was more to her than just her being
exactly
able to sense things. And that's when she began to kind of grow. Right. And, you know, that was basically, they never pitched anything to me. I mean, to me it was just like the best job, right? And I was like, where do I sign, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, they did start to develop her a little, like you said, in the second season and everything. And I was curious, so that was pretty much their decision and that choice, or were you at that point kind of asking, you know, could you give me something else to do?
No, I think it was basically a numbers game because when we started, we had three young women on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second season, there was me and Diana Muldaur, obviously
right,
totally different generation. So I suddenly had to become kind of all things to all men. And that was why the character evolved. I mean, because originally I wasn't supposed to be like the chick on the show.
Right.
That was Denise, because she had the body and everything. But when she left and then when Gates left, it was like, well, man, we've only got one young woman left, so she's going to have to do everything.
Was there any particular, as they developed her and everything, was there anything that you kind of wish they had done with the character that maybe they didn't develop her even more than what they did?
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lesson kind of in hindsight, you know, being 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that the people who went to them with ideas, like Brent and like, say, Bob Picardo in Voyager,
right,
the people who actually went to the writers and said, you know what, I'd really like to do this, or what about doing that, the writers did it because they were churning out scripts, you know, week after week after week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a tight schedule. So when an actor comes up to them and says, you know what, I'd really like to do some Shakespeare, or I'd really like to sing, or whatever it was, they go, oh, great, you know, we can write that in. I was always saying, well, they would say to me, what do you want to do? And I would say, well, I'm an actress, I'm not a writer. Come up with something. That was wrong. I should have actually, you know, given them some suggestions. Because we knew she worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
chocolate.
And she liked chocolate. And that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really all we knew. Off duty, that was all we knew about her.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't know what other hobbies she had, what she liked, you know, how she spent her off time. So it was my fault. It really was my fault. And I can't blame the writers. It was just me being lazy.
I think it would have been kind of interesting too if they had developed in some story fashion or another her past relationship with Riker, which was sort of left and almost ignored until towards the end of the series and into the movies again.
Yeah, well, the problem with that whole Riker thing was that he was our stud.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be available.
Couldn't be tied down.
You know, to be boinking the alien of the week. So, you know, it wouldn't have put Troi in a very good light as a modern woman, even in the 21st century,
right,
of like putting up with a guy who's basically banging every alien he meets.
Since the Next Generation, And this kind of goes for the whole cast, really, but you've been pretty selective in the roles that you've taken, you've chosen, and I'm sure you've gotten plenty of scripts for the, you know, sexy psychic chick or something.
Yeah.
And I was curious, what do you look for in a role or in a movie when it comes across now?
How can I put this? I just don't want her to be Troy.
Right.
I mean, that's really what I'm looking for in most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I before I played Troy, I never played good girls, ever. I mm-hmm. was always the bad girl. And so it was a bit of a surprise that they saw me in that way. And after doing it for 7 years and 4 movies, I kind of didn't want the roles I took on to be compared to that role.
Right.
So I look for things that are very different. Mm-hmm. I look to see who's in the movie and if I want to work with that person. Obviously, I look to see if I like the script. To be honest, I'm not a really very good judge of scripts.
Really?
I tend to think most scripts are good, and mm-hmm. then it's only when you see the movie that you kind of go, man, that was really bad. I'm not a great judge of great writing because I've done some real stinkers. But, you know, it's all a learning curve. And I just, you know, a lot of the films I've done, you know, I was disappointed they went straight to DVD. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I remember when one of the directors called me of something that when I did Green Street, and he said, I'm really sorry this didn't go on general release.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of said, you know what, at the end of the day, it's about the work and right. how much fun it was and how I couldn't wait to get to work every day. And that's why you do it.
Very interesting. Maria, I want to thank you very much for sitting down with me today. It was a pleasure talking with you. As much of an original series of Star Trek fan I am, it's the Next Generation that I think most defines what Star Trek can be. And that credit can go to the cast and crew as well as the writers. And so it was a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, bless your heart.
Thank you very much.